Tunnel Act Plan with Order on March 2nd, 2016 at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund, 48404 to 48455. River Valley Tax Refund, 5262 to 5265, and Ambulance Fund, 1662 to 1665.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, February 17th, 2016 meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We have paid the February tax settlement to the schools and to the county. And so we, now we're done paying out. Other than that, nothing too much happening. We've got, after we paid that February settlement, we have $513,575.14 left in the tax account. So for the general funds, we have a total of $1,029,659.63. And in the ambulance account, we have $420,797.87.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion possible action, fireworks sale ordinance. We got some fireworks people here today.
Yeah. Just for you, Matt.
Thank you. In our last meeting, you asked me to check into what the county regulations were in terms of fireworks sales. What you've got is there's three different things in the packet that you had. I met with Dave Allman, county clerk, and asked him what they had in terms of an ordinance countywide for fireworks. And he said they really didn't have anything. They followed state law on it. He did give me the one that you see here, this Wisconsin Fireworks Law 2014. He said it pretty much outlines, is a good outline for what the state law is in terms of fireworks sales and usage. Also, you got a copy of Chapter 167.10 of the state statute, which is the state law regarding fireworks. And also, the county does have in their ordinances, under Public Peace and Order, Chapter 9, 9.07, which is regulation of fireworks, which pertains to the penalties, the display, and pretty much outlines that the section does not apply and may not be enforced within a town, city, or village by this county that has adopted or adopts the ordinance in conformity with Wisconsin Statutes 167.10. And I guess in our last meeting, our question was, what are we going to do with the, in terms of the sale of fireworks?
Did you put anything on enforcement as far as the sheriff's department?
The sheriff's department, and I do have a call into Martha Malinowski, the corporation counsel. She was out of town at some seminar, so I didn't have a chance to talk to him. But what I could get out of Dave Allman was, you know, those are state statutes and it's enforceable by Vilas County, by the sheriff's department. So now I guess our question is, do we
want to look into creating a ordinance in terms of regulating the sales of it? Or do we want to look at a possible ordinance in terms of banning the sales of them on fee land within the town? The two questions that were up last time.
Can we get a copy of the...
Yeah.
We don't have any, any of that.
Need it now.
I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
You can have mine.
Awesome.
Because I've been over it quite a bit. This is the one, all this stuff is online. This is the one that Alan gave me, this is the county ordinance, and then this is the state statute.
Here's another copy.
Pretty much outlines...
Another one, Kristen, you just, here you go, Kristen.
They pretty much outline what can be sold are fireworks that stay on the ground, and what can't be sold are fireworks that go off the ground. And if you are using fireworks off the ground, you need to get a permit to shoot them off.
And a seller has to have a permit to sell them.
And the seller has to have a permit to sell them, the shooter has to have a permit to shoot them. Like I said, in the last, well, at least 5 years for me and prior to that, I don't know of anyone except for the one that Ginger mentioned that ever came in and got a permit to shoot them off. Any comments from the board?
My feelings haven't really changed much from the last meeting. At this point in time, unless someone can really convince me that it's a good idea to have fireworks sold in our community on fee land under our regulation, I'm not in favor of it.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I just got this here.
Yeah. It was my collection, late collections.
I will say though, as far as hardship, in our fire department, we do get an awful lot of calls for wildland fires that are started via fireworks display. So that is a concern. I mean, it's something that I want to make relevant here, so when I make my opinion, that will weigh in on the issue. Whether or not we can control it, you know what I'm saying? If we were to ban it, I'm really concerned as will it be enforceable? Will it change?
I don't think it'll change at all, but that doesn't mean that we should go through the motions of adopting an ordinance to permit it and then make sure that the people who are selling them are getting permits from everyone who buys something from them. I'm not sure that that's going to change the scenario at all either. So either way, there's going to be people that are buying and shooting out fireworks, whether they buy them in Eagle River or down 51 or from Scott or wherever they buy them. They're going to be shooting them off illegally, and we know that. And whether we adopt an ordinance or not adopt an ordinance, that's not going to change. What will change with the ordinance is whether or not we allow them to be sold on fee land. That's really the only thing I see changing, and I don't see any reason why we should go that route. They're dangerous. I'm not convinced that the sellers in all cases would sell them legally. So I'm just, for the handful, in the 26, 7, 8 years that I've been involved in town government, there's a handful of people that have ever wanted to even sell them on fee land.
I think we've seen kind of, it's a start, not a huge influx, but a start of some of these that just come in, pop up a tent and sell for 3-4 days before the 4th of July, drop their tent and out they go. I mean, it's, as soon as it turns dark on July 4th, they're gone.
Right, and we have had a couple of those. And I'm not in favor of permitting that. Kristen brought up the issue of those sellers allowing underage people to sell and allowing underage people to buy, and it's just a real tough thing to try to enforce, and it's so kind of
Yeah, and I think if the word was out that we didn't allow it, they wouldn't even bother to try.
Well, if then, if, that way, if we don't allow it, if we see one pop up somewhere, they would call the sheriff and they shut them down.
You know, I'm not trying to turn free business and free enterprise, but there's a safety issue there that's involved.
Absolutely.
Well, I would be hard pressed to make a decision today. I would like for this to come forth. I would like to hear from the people here.
Well, yeah, and actually, you guys, but the board is just kind of talking back and forth, but if anybody else has a comment, Scott?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to make a few comments. As far as the sale goes, I am regulated by a tribe, and they are required certain things. One of them is like $1 million liability policy, fire extinguishers, you know, building. So they're in underage selling and stuff like that is all part of that. It's kind of worries me sometimes when these fly-by-night tents come in and they're up for 1 year and then they're gone or something. You know, well, when you buy those fireworks, you can keep them just about forever. You know, if a case where I sold the same item as one of these tent people do and someone gets hurt, you know, whose fireworks is it? Where does liability come in there? Mm-hmm. Especially if these tent people don't have liability insurance. Yep. And then, you know, as far as safety goes, you know, it's you got a tent that doesn't have any sidewalls, you know, compared to a building and kind of contain a building contain fireworks, classy fireworks, more than a tent would. You know, and location, you know, how far out the highway, you know, if it did light up, you know, if you're too close to the highway, you got some problems there, some safety issues there. So there's a lot of things that need to be, if the person did create an ordinance, think about as far as safety and things of that nature, so.
Well, that's the thing, if we created an ordinance that allowed the sale of them, you know, you have the policing in there to make sure that they're following your ordinance.
Yeah, most of those things are included in the state statutes, which if we were to go that route, we would adopt state statutes by reference and possibly even impose further restrictions. But I'm just not in favor of,
yeah,
of going that route.
So we do have one business on 70. They're not open at the time, but that's none of my business. Mm-hmm. I do remember having a pretty big issue with them. There was like a multi-stage program over there with a possible, you know, like, yeah, a bunch of things were going on, and I know that was pretty a big conflict, and I did come before the Illinois County, and I know there was some requirements for some permitting, and they do sell, they sell fireworks. What is their status?
That is a good question. I don't know how we would be required by law to deal with that. If we would have to grandfather them and have to give them a, I don't know.
Because I know
we'd have to talk to Greg.
If Carol. Sue was here, she might be able to reference that. But there was quite a few requirements upon that, granting them the ability to. There was supposed to be some theme park and some things going on
there. All kinds of stuff that was going on there. Zoo.
I know. It was crazy. But I'm just saying is I think we have to look out. Is that we require them to do something? You know what I mean? That we would be.
Well, we'll have to get the answer to that. And since we do have one, it's kind of in a grandfathering type of situation. But,
right.
But if he's going to have a theme park in it and zoo there, I don't want to sell him fireworks with all kinds of people coming there.
But there was a lot of requirements that zoning expected of them. I just want to make sure that it didn't require them to do something. You know what I'm saying? That
yes,
we would be obligated.
I agree. Yeah, it's a good question.
The other ones besides that,
the
other ones were just basically tents that were set up
correct.
A week ahead of time and taken down. So
I'm just worried about people that have invested in properties and buildings.
Sure, and that's a valid issue.
Yeah, I think Chris and I got 72 because I had talked to Sue before. I don't want to speak on their behalf, but I think because I had called and she had mentioned he never got a permit, nor was it in his zoning or his permit application they had their fireworks stored there.
I think so, it's here, isn't it?
I think, and he was supposed to have a heck of a sprinkler system put in there, too.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I just know there was a lot of requirements that we expected of them from zoning.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can make that decision here today. You know what I mean, without finding out what we asked them, number one.
Right.
And we're gonna try to put her on the spot, but that isn't right for us to do here today either. I don't do that to people, to employees.
I don't think so, man.
But I'm just saying, is this...
She remembers.
This didn't happen just before the township. This went to county zoning, too, and we attached certain things that had to be done. So I'm just saying, it is a little bit bigger thing than just what the town has to say, because if there was pre-requirements to be done, I don't know whether they did it or not. And then I think we have to look into that.
Yeah, totally understand.
We could put ourselves in a bad position if we just banned it altogether now, and we had somebody that we granted it through a process, and they, maybe they fulfilled it, maybe they didn't, that I don't know, so...
That's why I'm kind of here, because I follow all my regulations and, I'm here, you know, through the words that no one else has followed, you know, how is that fair, and...
Right.
Sue, there's a question on the fireworks stand on 70. The building and...
The zoo and stuff.
Permits and Chris said that there, apparently there was some stuff that went before the county for permits there. But what do you know on it in terms of his permitting or his usage or...
They granted a CUP for him.
They, the county, or we, the town?
The county doesn't have jurisdiction.
No, because he's outside of 1,000 feet.
Okay.
The zoning committee granted a conditional use permit for a retail business, whatever it is, with the condition or conditions, no displays, lighting off fireworks from the spot. I can't remember if there was another condition, but that was the big one. He had plans to also have like a gift shop on one side of the building and mini storage on the other side. And when the state got involved, they wouldn't allow it until he put up firewalls to meet code. So he's just stuck with selling fireworks there. He can't operate anything else till he puts up firewalls.
Okay. Well, we'd have to talk to our town attorney to find out what, how we deal with that.
Yeah.
That part of the whole thing, but... So we can't make a decision today.
Yeah, and I think no matter what, I think we should find out what's going on there. I mean, I think, you know, one way or the other, you know, I mean, obviously that's been an ongoing situation. It wouldn't hurt for the board. You know, I mean, if there's some involvement through zoning that...
Oh, we can ask Sue to run out there.
Correct.
And get some status for us.
Correct.
What his plans are, sure.
That's great.
Yep.
And other than that, you know, I mean, and obviously there's gonna be an article in the paper, but there's other people that want to come, that are concerned. I would hope that they would come forth and discuss it with us, yea or nay. I mean, that's what we're here for. I want to know.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do then is I'll check with the town's attorney on if we had an ordinance that prohibited the sale of fireworks within the town, how and what we would need to do to deal with him in terms of grandfathering and that type of thing.
Right. Is there anybody else that we know? There's no other places there?
That's the only one, and I believe last summer was really his first summer that he was there with a conditional use permit. He, if I remember right, he's been open 2 years, right, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that first summer he didn't have one, and that's when we made him get one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's for retail, I don't know if his permit says retail, or if that includes fireworks, or if that would be considered grandfathering. I don't know.
Right.
Well, it was granted retail with the understanding on the part of the zoning committee that his plan was to sell fireworks.
Yep.
So I'm sure that it's
however,
a grandfather situation.
Is he doing it for me? That's my other concern. Is he coming?
Is he requiring buyers to have a permit? They don't come here and get them because we don't issue them.
No.
So that's probably not happening.
So that's got to be adjusted also.
No, anything that would have been, at least if you wanted to judge his sales by the number of his customers that came in here and got a permit to shoot him off, then he didn't sell anything last year.
So I would say that that all needs to be looked into, and if
yes.
Perhaps his breach or whatever of the agreement may allow for the town just mm-hmm. to not allow him to do it in the, you know what I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
But I do believe we have to have that discussion.
Oh, I agree. The other way. Absolutely, yeah.
And again, it needs to be understood that anything that is sold or done on tribally owned land or land owned by a tribal member, we don't have any jurisdiction over anyway, so.
Correct. That's.
But Scott, do you give people permits to shoot them off, or?
No, no, the tribe has in their code that a blanket permit that anybody purchases on fireworks that can shoot off within the boundaries of the reservation.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the exception of Main Street.
So they would be okay with the shooting off of fireworks purchased from you on fee land anywhere?
You know, that's a jurisdictional issue, you know.
That would be up to
is it? Well, if it's say within the boundaries of the reservation.
Yes, that's.
That's then how did the police know whether they were legally bought from you or whether they were illegally bought from you? You know, that's a,
Correct, right.
Tricky thing.
Everything needs to be worked out, you know.
Yeah,
and it,
right.
You know, if they're shot off on tribal land or.
Well, and I think we're kind of getting. This is. Two issues. It's one large issue, but I think there's two sub-issues. One is the sale of, and the other is the shooting off of.
Oh, right.
And what we're dealing with is the sale of.
Correct.
Both which require permits, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if we were going to allow the sale of them, then we would have to issue the permits also for the use of them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we're involved mm-hmm. in both of those.
Yeah.
Pieces.
No, I just want to make sure, because right now what we were coming about is, you know, with the sellers and the safety issue of the people selling.
And insurance and.
Yeah, and while both issues need to be dealt with, there's still two separate issues.
Yeah.
Right.
The primary one is the selling.
Well, if we ban it, we pretty much are done with it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying is, we're pretty much saying that we don't agree with it. So,
we won't allow the selling of it, and therefore we will not issue permits for the use of them either. That would be at least on
yeah.
fee land.
Yeah, at least on fee land.
That which we can regulate, yeah.
And the only thing that's stopping us right now is we have to check about the current business.
Yeah, just to make sure that we don't go ahead and do something that then we have to back up and redo.
Right.
Yeah, we've
we'll
got a lot of time before the fireworks.
We'll have
well,
to talk to Greg Carroll.
Yes.
You got to keep in mind, too, guys, orders them pretty soon, too. So
yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
I order mine.
Well, what I'll do then is I'll try to
me.
I'll try to get an answer on this for our next meeting here in March, whatever that date is.
We're in March.
It's the third Wednesday.
Okay, another meeting?
Can we get an invite on that, too?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Can we get an invite as well on that?
Yeah.
Great.
She'll send you a note.
Because, you know, in a nutshell, Matt, the committee, our biggest concern is the safety of it. You know, you're seeing that people call us, hey, there's a 16-year-old selling fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. You can't have a, and then what are they selling?
Yeah.
They come in for the 4 days, like you said. God knows what they're selling there.
Exactly.
Is it even... You know, because we're
legal
required
within the state.
In our shop, our
the
class C, and that's
really
it.
Aren't.
And we have to have the permit visible, and they check in at the shop to make sure we have what we're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. And
so that's the main thing. You don't know what some of these people
are bringing in from
yeah,
way out from God
be,
knows where.
They
yeah.
could have been stored or mishandled inappropriately. And while fireworks themselves are dangerous, but if you have a product that's not been stored and shipped properly, you're increasing that danger for something to misfire or
yeah,
to
sure.
behave
you know,
inappropriately
blow up when you don't expect
sure.
it. And
And I don't think it's so much the size of the explosion, but the location of the explosion.
It could be.
Does it blow up right next to them, or?
Right next to the highway, somebody's driving by, and then wham, who's liable for that? Who's, you know?
Those wicks on the what's considered commercial grade, you know, can operate pretty slow, but if they're, if they weren't stored properly, you know, maybe some accelerant was poured on it, and it goes like that, and doesn't give the person enough time to
Get away
from that display, and, you know, you just never know with, and that's kind of what we were, that's the biggest fears that we have.
And I agree with you 100%.
Well, I will check into these things prior to our next meeting and plan on, what's the date on the third Wednesday in March?
I believe it's the 16th.
Well, if today's the second, it would be the 16th.
16th.
Yeah.
Common man.
Don't even have to dip your shoes in socks.
Does he know what month you're in?
And what your father matched?
Wow. He's proud of me right now. So.
Oh, my God.
We'll have another meeting on the 16th at 1:00, unless something comes up where I wasn't able to get the information, we'll let you know ahead of time, but we're planning.
Yeah, that'd be great, thank you.
Any other questions? Very good, we'll move on to item number 10, review for approval bartender's license application for Greg Hildebrand.
Gary.
Gary Hildebrand.
Can we have a second?
Can't do that, can't breathe.
Make a motion to approve the bartender's license for Gary Hildebrand.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Motion to adjourn, someone?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Is that a record, or what?
No.
No, God, gosh, no.